CJLO 1690 AM, Great A Explosives. What you just heard there was an interview with La Chinga, band from Vancouver. It's part one of the interview, and you know what, let's just go to part two. Why not? So here's part two of the interview that I did with La Chinga in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest. Enjoy this. Keep it locked.
So when you guys do things live, is it something that is like usually not like what you put on record? Because there are some bands that have told me they're like, especially in like a stoner doom genre, who are like, we put down something on record, but now basically every time we play it, it's a totally different song.
That is for sure a lot. There's a few songs that are pretty much that way, maybe some of the shorter ones. But it's funny, like we play songs on the first record, and then I hadn't listened to the first records forever. And we listened to them, and we're like, wow, that's not the groove, the tempo. I was like, that's how we played it. Like what? Like they definitely mutate over time. Like it felt stupid that we're like, no, that's how it goes. And then you hear it, and you're like, wow, that's not how it goes at all.
That was way better back then.
Yeah, it was. Totally. It was like what?
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's sometimes. Lasts more for sure.
Yeah. It's like we have some songs that we made one way on the record and now I've got like bigger sort of expansive kind of jam sections or whatever. And those maybe kind of will be similar from night to night, but then they do change over time. You know?
Yeah. Well, you guys are playing this Small Stone showcase here at South By.
Yeah.
I'm interested, I got done talking with Scott, so I'm interested from a band perspective, what in 2019, obviously labels are a weird thing now that have morphed over time. What do you guys see as like the main kind of goal of a label to do for a band?
Well, I think ultimately it'd be to work to get the band's name as much exposure as possible, right? I think nobody buys records anymore, right? So
I want a bus.
I want a jacuzzi. I want roller skates.
Totally.
Come on, Scott. Pull out the wallet.
Brand new bell bottoms.
We've never even met Scott until tonight. We've done two records. It's the first time I've actually been able to have a face-to-face conversation with him, and he's a total asshole.
We love him. Just promotion, you know, like get it out there, try and get it to college radio.
Get it reviewed.
Get the name out.
You know,
press the record.
Press it.
Press the record.
Press it and.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, just help with promotion.
Give us a box of the records to sell.
Be a decent partner and help us help spread the word.
It's
the team.
We're sort of very DIY, I guess. You know what I mean? We just kind of, the first record that we made, we just self-released. We made vinyl, and it kind of got the whole ball rolling, got us noticed and whatnot, and then she was Small Stone. And I don't know. I think that's really just it, just like helping getting the name out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always find it interesting with bands that, because I mean, so many bands now are doing stuff DIY, right?
Yeah.
So then when I ask them, like, oh, what does a label do for you? There's so many different answers that people are, like, looking for a label to do. And a lot of it's like, well, you should probably look into a PR person because that's what they should be doing.
Yeah, that's true. That's totally true. It's a different mentality. I mean, I'm old enough that I remember being in bands and the whole goal is to get signed.
Yes.
You're going to get a major label record deal.
They're going to pay for your studio
time. Yeah, and it's going to be a big gravy train.
They're going to help you tour.
Yeah, totally, right? And it's like that was everyone's
goal. They're going to pay your first 3 months' rent.
Yeah, totally. They're going to cut you a fat check and you're helping.
You're set for your life. You got a private jet to go to.
Totally. Totally. Which is hilarious. And strangely enough, I never got a major label record deal.
I got one and it didn't work out.
Wait, are you... I'm hearing a lot of things, so let me just clarify this. Are you saying that being in a band is not the most profitable thing you can do in 2019?
Totally profitable. Fuck.
Are you just
saying,
not rolling in money right now?
We are making a fortune.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Like,
yeah, totally.
It costs money. Like, as soon as you like are in a band, you're like given like $500 just for being in one, right?
Yeah. People throw money and drugs at you.
Yeah,
all the time. The audience in the
bar. Yeah, totally, right?
You know, help a band out. If you go see a band and even like dig one song, buy a t-shirt, buy a pickup, buy anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really. struck me. We were playing on the island in Victoria, where there's a really good scene in Nanaimo. There's a really great scene on the island. We go over to Vancouver Island, and it's one of my favorite places in the world to play. Like, the kids go bananas. You know, they get so into it. Maybe sometimes too into it. Move down the crack pipe Nanaimo. But it really struck me how adorable it was. We were on a four-band bill, and everybody set up their little merch tables, and some bands had buttons and pins and tank tops and 7 inches, and they're like,
you were so adorable.
It made me feel like a little grandma. I was like at the Arts and Crafts Fair, and I'm like, I really love that. We have these ones. Do you have stickers? Yeah, it's totally like Farmer's Market. Exactly what it is. And they're like, how was your sales? Oh, yeah, artisanal. It just totally struck me because all the other bands had girlfriends setting shit up, and I'm like tacking it up, yelling at you guys, and you're having a beer. I'm like, hey! we set up in front of the PA stack, and they were like, maybe you shouldn't do that. Like, I don't know why. I was like, God, I'm a grandma now.
Yeah, like the idea that anyone would like form a band with the idea that they're going to make money at this point is just like they have helped them like so.
Or improve their status in society. Self-confidence or...
No. Maybe self-confidence. Maybe.
It is fun, though. I mean, we keep coming back to it. So we love it. Love we clearly
and
love
I,
doing
you know
it.
What? I love making a new t-shirt design. That's like what I'm...
It's
making
fun.
A new stupid video on the iMovie thing. Or like making a new riff. Yeah, like I'm obsessed. I love it. We're certainly not in it for the money, unfortunately.
Well, after this, you guys are playing here at South By at least once more, maybe more. I mean, everyone plays at South By so many times.
Yeah.
What's then after that for you guys? Do you have anything big planned for like spring, summer? Like anything after that? What's your 2019 look like, I guess, is the question.
Well, our quarterly report's going to come out, and stockbrokers are thinking we're looking good. We're trying to get back to Europe. We've gone over there a few times, and they love rock and roll over there.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Yeah, that's promised fun. Land. And,
we're going to try to go again this year.
We've got some new riffs, and want to make another record. It's the same old thing. We'll play anywhere. You know, we come cheap sometimes. So we've got these American visas now. Like, we're hoping to come down to the States more often.
Right.
And yeah, just keep on spreading the disease.
Are you planning on hitting up Montreal anytime soon?
It'll probably happen. We don't have any plans, but it'll probably happen.
All right.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, totally.
We'd love to. We'd love to. We all played it.
Someone say, hey, man, you guys want to play a game?
Yeah. We're
just call us. We're there. Like, we've given you a rundown of some of the places we've played. Like, bowling alleys, golf courses.
We
played a Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no money. We'll be there.
We played a crusty punk party once
in the mountains.
We had to carry our gear up a mountain.
Can you hear music?
No money.
We'll send you to your family.
Generator party. Like.
Yeah, you hear the Cookie Monster vocals.
I think they're out there.
Amazing. The weirder, the better. You know, it just can't get weird enough for me.
Totally. We played these people's weddings once. They asked us to play a wedding.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're like, okay. You know, they promised us
Sunday night.
And so we set up, and it's like, there's a full, you know, mom, dad, grandparents, kids.
Lots of family.
And they knew. They were like, no, we really want you guys.
They didn't know what was happening.
So we got there, we set up the whole stacks, the smoke machine, the whole bit. And everyone leaves, right? Like, they just, basically, people are just, like, running out.
They were sitting there having their wedding cake.
Yeah.
And then the first note hits, and people just, like, ran.
But these two clowns are, like, wagging their tongues. The lady's, like, mother-in-law.
By the end of it, we're, like, rocking, and there's some dude filling the place.
Just the chatter.
They just assumed the first chord. The family started, like, packing up chairs, like, let's get the fuck out of here. This is terrible, Brian.
Oh, so funny.
I was howling the entire gig, just killing myself laughing. And still, that's probably the best gig ever.
That's pretty good.
My best memory of watching.
Did you learn a cover of the Electric Slide? Because that sounds amazing.
I don't know what the Electric Slide is.
Oh, is that only a thing for the States? It's terrible song from the 80s.
Check it.
What is the actual lyrics of it? All I can think is there's a whole part that's, there's a whole dance move associated with it.
Okay.
Where you just like basically do the simplest dance moves of like moving to the left, moving to the right, clapping, and then turning.
Nice.
You know?
And it's like a traditional wedding song?
Like... Yeah, it like has become a wedding song.
I only know the chicken dance.
Yeah, with classic. Which of course you did, right? Like you did a chicken dance cover.
I might have done a chicken wing a couple of times, but no, we cleared those air cups out so fast.
Not rusting your pelt.
Wedding's over.
Hey, Paul's wedding's over.
It wasn't our fault. We tried. We honestly, we tried.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we are Irata, and you are listening to CJLO.
Woo! Hey, everybody. It's your good pal Satan here. I'm at South by Southwest at Spider House at Stoner Jam, and I'm here with two very special guests. I'll let them intro themselves because, you know, I've even though I know their names and everything they've done throughout their lives, sometimes they like to be anonymous and, like, make pseudonyms or whatever. So I'll let them intro themselves. I will tell you that they are in an amazing band, Errata, and I'll let them tell you who they are and what they do in the band. So find peoples. Tell the peoples what you do.
My name is Cheryl. I play guitar in Errata.
My name is Owen. I mostly play guitar in Errata. I sing a little bit, and I play trumpet a little bit, but it's mostly guitar.
It's off to a good start, I think.
All right.
I think.
I love it.
I like you too.
I like you too, Satan.
Thanks, bud.
You know, we do what we can.
Beers later, right?
You're doing my work. I'm very happy.
Well, let's start by telling you that I worship you. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right.
Just please, like, there's so many people that send me goats. Please don't send me any more goats. I don't want more goats. Like, at least send me a chicken. Like, a chicken is delicious. Goats are great, but, like, after a while, you like, you run out. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Let me start this off. Andrew directed me that bands do a lot of interviews, and I'm not used to doing interviews because normally it's, you know, just straight torture. But let me pose this to you. What's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You will not have to answer it.
The only question I can think of is one that I was asked a while ago. Because I just thought it was a stupid question, and it was, what's it like to be a girl on tour? And I'll go ahead and tell you my response to that is, I don't know, because I've never been a dude on tour.
Fair response. As someone who knows everything, I could answer that, but, you know, you mortals, I feel for you, you know.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, let's talk about your hometown, because I don't really get out that much as, you know, torturing and whatnot. But let's talk about Greensboro, North Carolina. What is the music scene like around you guys? Are you an anomaly type of band? Are there a lot of bands like you?
No, there are not.
Okay.
We are somewhat of an anomaly band.
In the style of music, in addition to the fact that we also tour regularly.
That's actually...
In addition to the fact that we've been together for almost a decade.
Yes, there is a really... There's a vibrant music scene all the time. There are, however, almost never consistently places to play. So there's never really a really good scene. There's always people making music.
So it's more of a venue issue.
Maybe.
There is a venue issue. That is accurate.
That's part of it.
There is a venue issue. Okay. But there's also, from my experience, and Owen and I have different experiences from bands in Greensboro, because I think he's played in several bands in Greensboro, whereas I've only played in Errata.
Right.
But...
Right.
from what I have seen, bands get together, they play for a few months, and then they disband. And then, you know, you'll see, like, a month later, those people will be in a different band.
Yeah. That's true. It's very...
the word that I'm told from Montreal is incestuous.
Incestuous.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the word
okay. Which isn't problematic in any way, but...
you're not from West Virginia, but, you know.
Right.
But we love West Virginia.
Yeah. But...
that was quite a yeah going on.
But things don't tend to last. That's bands, that's venues, that's, you know, but everybody's always...
Businesses, restaurants.
True. But...
Is that new, or is that something that's...
No, that's ongoing. I've lived there for... God, how old am I? I'm 42 years old, and I moved to Greensboro. Too bad. Too late. I'm 42.
I mean, I already know.
And I moved there when I was 18, and that has been the case since then.
I'm not as old as he is, but that's been the case the entire time I've lived there.
Go ahead. What's your age?
Well, yeah, even as a Lord of Darkness, I know not to never ask. It hurts to be slapped in the face still.
a lot of what happens in Greensboro is people deciding that, hey, we need to make a thing happen. And that goes on for a few years. And then none of us have enough money to keep it sustained.
All right.
And it goes away for a while. And then somebody else, another group of people, says, let's make a thing happen. And they also run out of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Hold on. Now, I don't know you humans very well, but are you saying that music does not pay a lot of money? I thought that as soon as you got one of the guitars that I made, that everyone got money. Is that not how it works?
Is not how it works if you don't try and go beyond the place you live.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is what is part of what's an anomaly about our band is that... It doesn't matter if we're big in our hometown.
Huh. All right.
Because that doesn't make you money. And I don't think that's only true for Greensboro. I think that's true in general.
Well, I guess it depends, right? Like, if you're somewhere in New York, I imagine, you could literally sustain yourself. Maybe.
The issue becomes, it's not just we were talking about our hometown. It's not just an issue of coming from Greensboro, North Carolina. What happens is people, I think, in general, and this is just my opinion, so feel free to disagree with me because you know everything.
Right.
People go, you're a musician, you love what you do, you're going to do it no matter what. So I don't have to. And then poverty.
Right. Let's talk about your music.
Okay.
Shall we?
Thank you.
Your last record you guys put out was in 2015.
Yes.
I hear a tale, mainly because I was at the Small Stone Showcase last night, that you guys have a new record on the horizon.
See.
Is this true?
In May.
May.
See,
okay.
It would be in.
Yeah. May 24th.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's in the future.
That is in the future.
You know stuff.
I do.
You're going to those, man.
I am.
You might.
I like to think I'm going.
You might need even know the future.
Maybe.
Do you know the future?
I mean, I have plans for the future, but free will is such a fickle thing, right?
Free will, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
For people that liked your last record, what will this new record, will they see Errata in these new records? Is it a new direction? What are you guys kind of doing?
They'll hate it, and they'll be like, I'm never listening to this band again.
They'll be like, they can't sell out.
Because on this?
Yeah, sure,
okay.
We're interviewing like, with Satan, Cheryl.
I don't know.
So that Justin Bieber track is going to be good for you guys.
Oh
right?
My God, it's going to be good.
That Justin Bieber track is actually a new Errata
Justin
track.
Justin Bieber,
and it's on the new record.
Ariana Grande. You're welcome.
This record is going to be all over top 40. All right, it's going
to
be great.
All right, so to take it in a serious place, I think that the purpose of this record is to try and stretch out a little bit from where the band has been before.
Okay.
Which instrumentally a little bit, but mostly there are harmonies. That's never been a thing before.
There's more guitar work.
There's a lot more going on with guitar because now there's two guitars. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a matter of trying to stretch out what the band has already successfully been badass at. Let's take it somewhere else and get even more people to be into it, whatever that means.
My response to that question is, if you like Sweet Loris, you will like Tower. Tower is... The thing about Irrata, and the thing I think that also applies to people that like the band, is that we constantly want something new. We want something interesting. And we, you know, we played Vulture, like the songs off of Vultures, we played that for years and years and years. And we were just, we got tired of it. And we wanted to play something else. So we started writing Sweet Loris, so we started playing those songs. And it was fun, and it was great, and we had a lot of success off of Sweet Loris. But then we started writing for Tower, and we were so excited. I mean, it's actually even a struggle to write a set list with older songs now, because we just want to continue playing new stuff. We want to hear new stuff. We know people want to hear new stuff. So I think you'll like it.
Now, 2015 was the last record. Now it's 2019. Some people may ask, what took so long to do that? Was it a writing issue? Was it just like a, hey, we can't get together for XYZ reasons? Like,
there's a lot of that.
Mostly they had to find me.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm just kidding.
So I'm just kidding. I moved to Irrata is based in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Right.
I moved to Houston, Texas.
All right.
For a year, and while I did actually make a gigantic effort to go back and like I was in North Carolina every month to play, to write this, that, and the other. I contacted the band daily. We shared files, this, that, and the other. It was really difficult, we found, to write, because we found for our band the magic happens when we're all nerding together.
All right.
You know, and I'm not saying it's all happy when we're all nerding together.
Right.
But, like, there's definitely times where we're like, you know, hating each other when we're all in the room together. But that's where our writing happens. So that we released Loris, we toured on it for a while. I moved to Houston. We tried to write like that for a while. It didn't really happen. We knew Owen. We've known Owen for years and years.
I've known and followed this band since they started.
But they contacted him and added him to the band so they could have a guitar player to write with. And then we just started writing from there. So all of those things happen. But at the same time, back to the question of, like, music paying for things, we all have day jobs.
Right. That seems like... I've interviewed quite a few bands now, every year in March when I do this.
Which is weird, Satan, that you have that.
I take a month off, you know. I deserve a vacation, too.
Hey.
You know?
Do you?
I do. I definitely do.
And if my job were torturing people, I'd do it.
He works hard down there. And every now and again.
You gotta just go up.
Yeah, every now and again, he wants to puff and rock.
Okay.
Plus, you need new ideas. You can't just torture the same way all the time.
Okay, I get it.
You have to come up and see what humans are doing, because they're real good at torturing people. Good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
I'm into that.
One of the ones that I have right now is when you're walking.
Be better than you.
I want to hear this, though, because I'm going to adopt it.
One of the things I'm working on right now is, and I picked this up from last year, is when you're walking on a sidewalk and there's like two people in front of you and they're going really slow, but you can never go around them. It's like a real simple one that I would have never thought of, but like, you know, you have a nice treadmill that people are on, and two people that are just in front of them that will never move away.
Yeah.
Oh, people get so angry. It's kind of glorious. It's a low key one.
Yeah.
Those are the beautiful ones.
I mean, it feels like it would be something people could tolerate until, like, you know, about the 200th day of doing it. After that, then people really start to crack, and you see some things. You learn things about people.
Yeah.